May 25th, 2018. Another school shooting happened today. One will probably happen again next week and the week after that. I am no politician. I am not a lawmaker or a judge or a person of authority. I am no longer a student. I am not a teacher nor a parent. I am an artist, and I believe my job as an artist is to create music to open the listener's mind in the few minutes that they're hearing my song. I don't promise to always say the right things or be politically correct. I don't know enough about guns or what laws might prevent the next murder of an innocent child. There are millions of these people already protesting our current laws, so I decided to speak on something I am more familiar with that will hopefully open up a dialogue to go hand in hand with gun violence talks. A topic I am familiar with is mental illness. Right now it is a devastating crisis affecting our youth. I've struggled with mental illness since I was young. I just thought I was the crazy kid. I kept to myself so others wouldn't know about my issues. I luckily learned to battle my illness by writing songs. It was my escape from it all. Unfortunately, in the last decade, since I was in middle school, I guess, I've seen our situation become incredibly worse. I can't go a few days without seeing a tweet or a Facebook post saying, "My friend killed himself today." As a society, we have ignored countless signs of mental illness and blanketed these issues with prescription pills and stigmas that only polarize these kids who need help the most. Then we sit on our couches and see headlines reading, "Record high teen suicide," and "Kid brings a weapon to class," then act shocked and make it seem like they're just born quote-unquote crazy. These kids need way more than a handful of fucking Xanax. I'm not here to excuse or condone any violence, but just to shed a light on society's passive role in creating a mind inside a kid to do such horrific things to their peers. Now, this is not a letter about a racist, radicalized adult walking into a school and killing children, or shooting up a church or a Denny's. There is no fucking excuse for that. There is no helping someone who wants to hurt innocent people, and they should never be forgiven. I'm writing this because today on the news, I saw that a 12-year-old boy walked into a class and shot at his fellow students. No one was killed, but I turned off the TV and really asked myself, at 12, what was I doing? Was I at wrestling practice? Was I playing on my Game Boy? Maybe working up enough courage to talk to a girl in gym class? One thing that never crossed my mind was hurting myself or others. That doesn't mean that other kids don't go through these things and have these feelings. I think we need to take a step back and wonder what is really driving a boy who should be at band practice to want to die and take innocent classmates with him. I was advised not to speak on my song Johnny in this letter. I told my management team I was going to write it anyway. And I want to say a few things. Johnny is a 12-year-old boy, someone that you may know but have no idea what is going on in his head. Johnny could be a girl who comes home with cuts on her arms, but her parents tell her it's a phase and she's going to grow out of it. Johnny could be your son that starts posting weapons on social media, but you just say, "Boys will be boys." Johnny could be your friend who gets called a slut and tells you she wants to die every day, but you ignore the signs. I'll say it again, there's no apologizing for a school shooter, but no boy, hardly yet through puberty, would ever do what Johnny did without being mentally ill and drastically affected in a negative way by our society. I was told that writing a song that speaks more from the shooter's perspective could be taken the wrong way, and that is why I wouldn't change a fucking word to this song. As a society in America, we have to understand that our job is to put our youth first and not to measure mental health on a crazy scale. Everything shouldn't be easy listening and viewing. Sometimes we need to know what could happen if we don't do something. I am no saint, and I am just as guilty as the next when it comes to turning a blind eye to this epidemic. We need to learn to talk with our kids and realize that regardless of what politicians put into law, we can make a difference without them. A difference that can change the impact of one or 1,000 lives, maybe more. Something as simple as, "How's your mental health today?" or, "I saw your tweet. Are you doing okay? Let's talk about it." This song was meant to cause a stir. It was meant to upset people. It was meant to really put the pressure on us as a society to combat mental health, starting from preschool onward. I didn't have someone at my school to talk about my feelings, and I was afraid to talk to my friends about it. I want that to end. I want there to be unlimited resources available in every public school for kids to let it all out and to know it's okay to be sad, but it isn't okay to give up. Most importantly, I wrote this song without a happy ending, because there is no happy ending without us making a change. Before any law is put in place, or before any therapist is put into our schools, a shooting will happen again. I end this letter by saying this. I am no politician. I'm not a lawmaker, or a judge, or a person of authority. I'm no longer a student. I am not a teacher, nor a parent. I am a human being. And I wrote this letter to hopefully bring us together, to civilly and quickly put our kids first, and make mental illness a priority. I will make no apologies for this song. If it pisses off a million people, but helps one kid know that their mental health is fucking important, and their society is here to support them through it all, then it's worth every bit of hate. I'm gonna do my best from here on out to listen. Your friend, Riz.